I'll start with public charge, which seems to be of great interest to everybody. As you know, on August 14th, DHS published a final rule redefining the public charge grounds of inadmissibility. Fortunately, just shortly days before the rule was going into effect, it was enjoined, and it was enjoined in multiple district courts. So just a brief overview. I don't want to go too much into the details of the rule itself because right now it's not going into effect. But under the final rule, a sufficient affidavit of support will no longer be outcome determinative as to whether an individual is likely at any time in the future to become a public charge. Rather, the new assessment will USCIS adjudicators will apply a complex totality of circumstances test that weighs the alien's age, health, family status, education and skills, assets and resources, and financial status, and taking into a range of heavily weighted positive and negative factors. The question of whether it's more likely or not is whether they received certain types of benefits in a period of up to 12 months of benefits in a period of 36 months. So shortly after the rule, was finalized and published, there were at least 9 different lawsuits challenging the application number filed by 22 states and local governments, along with advocacy groups around various jurisdictions. In general, these lawsuits argued that the rule exceeded DHS's statutory authority to promulgate this rule. The promulgation was arbitrary and capricious in a manner that violated the Administrative Procedures Act, and it discriminated against individuals with disabilities in violation of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973. In addition, arguments were made that it violated the Equal Protection Clause. So, as I said, right before the rule was about to take effect, it was going to take effect at midnight Eastern Standard Time on October 15th. On October 11th, late afternoon, evening, October 11th, the first federal district court enjoined the rule.
I have to ask, how many of you were in your offices
working? Yeah. And it was kind of crazy, and we were waiting, to be a decision coming. Where is the decision? Where are the forms? Important matters like that. So we had Southern District of New York, Eastern District of Washington, Northern District of California, Maryland, and Northern District of Illinois all enjoined the rule, either nationwide or more locally. So Northern District of California and Illinois were more regional-based injunctions. So what's interesting is that the courts agreed that DHS likely exceeded its statutory authority by promulgating the rule. And they specifically noted that it departed from longstanding established precedent, and it was contradictory to congressional intent. And I think that's a good sign of what's to come as we continue through the litigation. What wasn't as clear and where courts didn't agree was the scope of the injunction, as I mentioned, and as well as the impact on the Rehabilitation Act. I'm not sure if everyone's familiar with the Rehabilitation Act, but basically it's where the government discriminates against somebody who has a disability. So as of now, the government has not yet appealed or filed a motion to stay the injunction. However, we believe that they will possibly file one today. So stay tuned. At the same time that the DHS rule was published, we had the DHS rule was enjoined. DOS published its own interim final rule, which did not go through notice and comment and was going to take effect again on October 15th. What was announced on October 15th, probably you were still in your office trying to figure out as to consular processing and figuring out how the DOS rule works, because the DOS rule was based entirely on the DHS rule. There are very little differences, and it followed that. So if the DHS rule exceeds statutory authority, the question would be, how could DOS pursue that rule? So there we have it. So that went, it did take effect. Technically, the DOS rule has taken effect. However, on October 15th, DOS announced that it was not going to implement the rule until it published new forms and updated its foreign affairs manual. So yesterday, this is what I'm saying, things change like on a daily basis. Yesterday, DOS posted for public comment a new form. It's a public charge questionnaire, and it's the DS-5540. They published notice of it. They haven't actually published the draft form yet so people can submit comment. But the comment period will be for 60 days, which is through December 23rd, and that means essentially that the DOS IFR will not be implemented until early next year, sometimes, if at all.
Are we going to see a copy of the form?
We should, yeah. And we have certain organizations have already reached out to the Federal Register to say, where is the supporting document? Because there's, you know, it's a right now what they've given us is just an explanation of what they intend to do, mm-hmm. and not actual questions, which will be right. really important right. for comments. And I think comments, usually form comments are something people don't focus on, but I think it'll be very important to look and review and make sure the questions being asked are analyzed carefully.
You know, Chef, I think this just is I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I know AILA and AIC do a lot on the comment and notice period for all these proposed regulations. But what can individual attorneys do, you know, in terms of when these, you know, regulations are issued for public notice and comment?